feel yourself filled with negative emotion, which is your indicator that you are not in vibrational alignment with what you're asking for. When you feel negative emotion, do you think that the negative emotion that you're feeling is because you're doing something wrong? Or because someone else is displeased with where you are in the moment? Do you understand that when you feel negative emotion, it only means, and it always means, that you're just out of sync with the solution to your problem or the answer to your question? In other words, if life has caused you, as you live the contrast, to know what you don't want so that you are emanating vibrational rockets of desires about what you do want, you have set up a vibrational frequency that now a part of you is hooked into. In fact, a larger part of you. Before you came forth into this physical body, you were source energy. And even though you are now in this physical body, the larger part of you still remains of this non-physical energy. So when you, in your physical format, know what you don't want so you know what you do want, you send out a rocket of desire, a vibrational request, so to speak, exactly so to speak, and the non-physical part of you becomes immediately the vibrational equivalent of not only this new amendment to your desire, this new rocket of desire, but the source within you becomes the complete vibrational embodiment of all that you have been asking for, in fact, of all that you are. When you feel negative emotion, it only means life has caused you to become more than you are right now letting yourself be. So it's a good thing that contrast exists. It's a good thing that it inspires you to more, but it doesn't work out so well for you if life inspires you to more and you don't go. During these days that we are together, we're going to call that place where your inner being dwells, that place where all that you want is amassing, we're going to refer to it as the vortex. It is the vortex of creation. It is the predominant place that law of attraction is doing its finest work. Your world as you know it today was created in the vortex. Even before you got here, the idea of this time-space reality was created in the vortex. And it was not until there was no resistance within the idea that it began to take form and shape. So what we're saying to you is that everything that you want, whether it is a material object or a relationship or a bodily condition or an idea, an empire, an improved government, whatever it is that you are asking for, as life causes you to ask, it has already, because of your asking, been assembled in this vortex, in this vibrational reality that is as real as the reality that you want to call knock on wood, flesh, blood, bone reality. It is a reality that must always precede this tactile reality that you call real life. So what we want this gathering to mean for you, we want it to help you to bridge the gap between where you stand as you are beating the drum of your step one question, which is a perfectly fine place for you to be. It's why you came forth into these bodies. Not one of you said, oh, I'll go and I'll be physical, but get it all the way I want it before I get there. And then I'll just come forth and observe. And as I observe the well-being, then I will live happily ever after. And that's what I choose. Not one of you said that, because every one of you is a magnificent creator who understands the process and who knows that there cannot be a solution or an improvement or an expansion or eternity if there is not someone willing to live step one. And you all said, I'm willing, I want to live step one, but not one of you said, I'll stay in step one. You said, I'll live step one and then I'll get in the vortex and I'll reap the benefit of my asking. And then I'll live a little contrast, which is step one, and I'll ask for an improvement, and then I will get in the vortex and I will live the benefit of my asking. And what we want you to understand is that life can be so sweet as you step out for a moment and ask and then back into the vortex and live. In other words, not one of you intended to be outside of this vortex of creation. Now, we want to describe this to you because what it is, you've heard us talking and others talking about law of attraction. Law of attraction, the most powerful law in the universe. Law of attraction, which manages all of this vibrational current. Law of attraction, which says that which is likened to itself is drawn. So, as you are having exposure to life experience,